Narayana namaste chanaram tevam narottamam devim sarasvati vyasam tatojayam udirayat nashta prayeshwa bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sivaya bhavatu tamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, everybody, please accept our humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Welcome to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text 4. Atre apatyam abhikangshata ahatushto dato mahayam itiyat bhagavan sadatta yatpada panja pankaja paraga pavitra deha yoga dim apurubayam yaduhaika yadya ate apatyam apikankshata ahatushto dato mahayam itiyat bhagavan sadatta yatpada pankaja paraga pavitra deha yogadim apur ubayim yadu haifayadya ate apatyam abhikankshata ahatushto dato mahayam itiyad bhagavan sadasta yatpada pankaja paraga pavitra deha yogadin apurubayam yadukhai khayadya. Hare Krishna. Anyone who wants to chant can do so now. Hare Krishna. Okay, so we'll do word for word. Atre of the sage Atri. Apatyam ishu. Abhikankshataha. Having prayed for. Aha. Said it. Tushta, being satisfied. Data, given over. Maya, by me. Aham, myself. Iti, thus. Yat, because. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Sa, he. Data, Dadatreya. Yat, pada, one whose feet. Pankaja, lotus. Paraga, dust. Pavitra, purified. Deha, body. Yoga, mystic. Vidhim, opulence. Apuhu, God. Ubayim, for both the worlds. Yadu, the father of the Yadu dynasty. Haihaya Adya, and others like King Haihaya. Translation by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The great sage Atri prayed for offspring, and the Lord, being satisfied with him, promised to incarnate as Atri's son, Dattatreya, Datta, the son of Atri. And by the grace of the lotus feet of the Lord, many Dadus, Haihayas, etc., became so purified that they obtained both material and spiritual blessings. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Transcendental relations between this personality of Godhead and the living entities are eternally established in five different affectionate humors, which are known as Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. The sage actually was related with the Lord in the affectionate Vatsalya humor, and therefore, as a result of his devotional perfection, he was inclined to have the personality of Godhead as his son. The Lord accepted his prayer, and he gave himself as the son of Atri. Such a relation of sonhood between the Lord and his pure devotees can be cited in many instances. And because the Lord is unlimited, he has an unlimited number of father devotees. Factually, the Lord is the father of all living entities, but out of transcendental affection and love between the Lord and his devotees, the Lord takes more pleasure in becoming the son of the devotee than in becoming one's father. The father actually serves the son, whereas the son only demands all sorts of services from the father. Therefore, a pure devotee who is always inclined to serve the Lord wants him as the son and not as the father. The Lord accepts such service from the devotee, and thus the devotee becomes more than the Lord. The impersonalist desires to become one with the Supreme, but the devotee becomes more than the Lord, surpassing the desire of the greatest monist. Parents and other relatives of the Lord achieve all mystic opulences automatically because of their intimate relationship with the Lord. Such opulences include all details of material enjoyment, salvation, and mystic powers. Therefore, the devotee of the Lord does not seek them separately, wasting his valuable time in life. The valuable time of one's life must therefore be fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Then other desirable achievements are automatically gained. But even after obtaining such achievements, one should be on guard against the pitfall of offenses at the feet of the devotees. The vivid example is Haihaya, who achieved all such perfection in devotional service. But because of his offense at the feet of a devotee, was killed by Lord Parashuram. The Lord became the son of the great sage Atri and became known as Daratreya. Oma gina tibirandasya gana gana shavakaya takshum ammilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale vayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Saga Jatam Sahakana Ragunatam Vitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusite Devi Paramami Hari Priye Manchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sundhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Adeshitani Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Bhurati Se Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabiri Pachakshundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. The English translation again. The great sage Atri prayed for offspring, and the Lord, being satisfied with him, promised to incarnate as Atri's son, Dattatreya, Datta, the son of Atri. And by the grace of the lotus feet of the Lord, many jagus, haihayas, etc., became so purified that they obtained both material and spiritual blessings. Hare Krishna. So, this is a situation, of course, this is, the chapter itself is about the different incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so, now, it is focused, we're focusing on Atri's son, Dattatreya. Now, Atri Muni was the son of Lord Brahma. And his wife was called Anusuya. And Anusuya was one of the 9 daughters of Kadama Muni and Devahuti. So Kapila, Lord Kapila came from them. Bhagavatam has already mentioned Lord Kapila in the previous text. Now, Atri Muni and Anusuya, they went through quite a rigorous period of time of just doing so much praying and so much of austerities to get the attention of the Lord. Husband and wife both, Atri Muni and Anusuya, they prayed like that. And Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Vishnu approached them. And when Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma and Vishnu approached them, their prayer to the three lords were, can you combine give me a son? Son is a combination of all three of you. That was their first request. It's in Srimad Bhagavatam, tell you the reference later on. But that was their prayer. They wanted a son like that. And rather than that happen, they got 3 sons. Soma, Dattatreya, and Durvasa. So Durvasa Muni came from Lord Shiva. Soma came from Lord Brahma. And Lord Vishnu gave them Dattatreya. And so this is the son of, or an expansion of Lord Vishnu, Dattatreya, that we're now focusing on. There were so many things that Dattatreya did. As the Lord comes, when he comes to the earth, or wherever he incarnates, definitely there's pastimes that he's going to perform. And Dattatreya was no different. There were so many pastimes he performed, and we will get the opportunity by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and my Guru Maharaj's guidance to talk about some of those. For instance, in the there's one situation with Indra. And Indra, who's the, of course, the king of heaven, leader of demigods, he wanted the Narayan Kavacha for protection. And so, at that time, the demigods had commissioned Vishwarup to do some service for them as a priest. And so Indra asked Vishwarup, please give me the mantras, which is the armor known as the Narayan Kavacha. And so this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, by the way, Canto 6. Chapter 8, text 3. Because that chapter 8 of Canto 6 talks about these pastimes. And Vishwarupa said, yes, I will definitely do that, and you need to hear with attention. So, Sukadeva Goswami obviously is telling my Maharaj Pariksit this, because we're talking about Srimad Bhagavatam. So when he started, he started the different great personalities, and the Narayan Kavacha is all about protecting different parts and different particular things about the personality that wants that protection. So in chapter 8, again, Canto 6, verse 16, part of this is, may Lord Narayan protect me from unnecessary unnecessarily following false religions, false religious systems, and falling from my duties due to madness. So this is all about the mind. May the Lord in His appearance as Nara protect me from unnecessary pride. Now why do we bring this up? Because the Narayan Kavacha also includes protection, appeal for protection by Lord Dattatreya. So that part says, may Lord Dattatreya, the master of all mystic power, protect me from falling while performing Bhakti Yoga. Now, we could use that kind of prayer too, because if you hear what the prayer is, I'll say that part involving Lord Dattatreya. Lord Dattatreya was the master of all mystic power. So then Vishwarupa is saying in the Narayan Kavacha, may Lord Dattatreya, the master of mystic power, protect me from falling while performing Bhakti Yoga. Every devotee that's serious about going home does not want to fall down. And so this is a wonderful prayer that we could extend to Dattatreya, who is expert in mysticism. That will be talked about a little later. Lord Dattatreya can protect us from falling down while performing Bhakti Yoga. And by the way, Lord Kapila is also appealed to in the Narayan Kavacha. May Lord Kapila, the master of all good qualities, protect me from the material bondage of fruitive activities. So Lord Kapila, that Narayan Kavacha appeals to him to take us from being too connected to material life and doing things expecting the fruits to come to us, where the Lord says that it should actually all be done for him. The Bhagavad Gita is there. Yat karosi, yat asnasi, yat jihosi, yat jihosi, didasi, yat tapasasya skanteya, tat kamvaj apanam. Sometimes I miss out the last line sometimes. But, you know, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, in all of the austerities you perform, you do that as an offering to me. Tat guru swa mad apanam. That's right. Yeah. Do that as an offering to me. So, the Lord Dattatreya can be appealed to through the Narayan Kavacha to help us, keep us from falling while we're performing Bhakti Yoga. Krishna has already said that it is through Bhakti Yoga that we get to know Him. If you don't mind, I'm going to stop share. Okay, yeah. It is through Bhakti Yoga that we get to know Him. Bhakti Amam Abhijanati. And so it is important to keep our Bhakti Yoga very strong and determined. And Dattatreya, the Lord Dattatreya, can be appealed to for that. Now, in Bhagavatam, Canto 8, in chapter 14, it has been said that the Yuga Avatars come. The Lord incarnates in every Yuga. Now, Dattatreya also, it's wonderful information given. Dattatreya also incarnates in every Yuga. Gyanam Janu Yugam Prute Hari Siddha Swarupa Drik. Sri Rupa Dharma Karma Yugam Yogesha Rupa Drik. So, this is text 8 of chapter 14, canto 8. In every yuga, this is the translation. Every yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumes the forms of the siddhas, such as Sanak, one of the four Sanak, Sananda, Sanat, and Sanat Kumara. So, he can come as Sanat, to preach transcendental knowledge, the four Kumaras, he assumes one of them, he assumes the form of great persons such as Yajnavalkya to teach the way of karma, and he assumes the great forms of yogis, great yogis like Dattatreya to teach the system of mystic yoga. So in two references, Dattatreya has been talked about as one who teaches a system of mystic yoga. So that was the main thing that, as a yogi, playing the role of a yogi, the Lord's incarnation is that Acharya was teaching. He was teaching mysticism, yoga. And he also was involved in teaching the same type of teaching that Lord Kapila taught, Sankhya Yoga. So Lord Kapila taught Sankhya Yoga, and Dattatreya also taught Sankhya Yoga, as well as mysticism. So some of the activities of Dattatreya are really, really, really wonderful if we go into it deeply. Bhavatam Canto 9, Chapter 15, and text 17 there to about 19, there is a very famous king called Kartavirajuna. Kartavirajuna. And Kartavirajuna at some point related to Dattatreya. So that was part of Dattatreya's pastime, the yogi. And Kartavirajuna was a king. He was a kshatriya. And he was the king of the high highest. And Dattatreya blessed him by giving him 1,000 arms. And Kartavirajuna was very, very difficult to defeat. So he worshipped Dattatreya, and Dattatreya blessed him with 1,000 arms. You remember Banasura is the one that also got something like that, but he was a demon. Kartavirajuna was invincible, literally, because of that blessing given. So he was able to defeat all his enemies, and he also got sensory power, beauty, influence, strength, fame, and mystic power. Clearly that he would get, because Dattatreya was actually the master of mystic powers. So he got all of that, and he got the perfections of yoga also. Mysticism, it comes with the Astha cities, the 8 cities. So Kartavirajuna was able to roam all over the universe without opposition. And that was a blessing that he got from Dattatreya. And the 8 mystic cities, Sipapa has already lectured before, the Astha city, Anima, Lagima, Prapti, Isita, Vashita, like that. So we'll go through some of them. And then there's more interesting things about Dattatreya. So Anima, Sipapa said in one lecture, Anima Anu, you become very small. So small, almost like atomic in size, so people with regular eyes can't see you. It's like you disappear all of a sudden. But that's a mystic city. So Anima's like that. Now, Lagima is when you become lighter, lighter than the lightest. Prabhupada explains that you can fly in the air. And the way they do, those with that particular type of city, they basically touch the beam of the sun or the moon, and then they can go like that, using the beam. So then Srila Prabhupada says, well, the scientists of today, they're trying to go to the moon planet by artificial material weapons and material means. But those who are yogis and who have Lagima, they can catch up just the beam of the moon and then they go. And Mahima city, you can become very big, very heavy. Hanuman, for one, had that. He jumped over the ocean in Ramayana. So he assumed a very big body. So then he puts one leg here and another leg, miles away, then he could just jump. That's Mahima city. And then Prapti city, you can get anything you like at any time. So Anima is smaller than the smallest, Mahima becomes greater than the greatest, Lagima is lighter than the lightest, and Prapti, you can acquire anything one wants, from anywhere. Mm? And through prakamya, one experiences any enjoyable object in this world or in the next world. Mm? And then there's ishita and vashita, and those are like literally magic. Mm? They defy the rules of the way this earth is put together. Mm? You know, you can do things that people could never even, we can't even figure out how you can do that, but that's, those cities give that ability to do that. So with any part of your body, you know, they can do all kinds of things that defy gravity. So all these cities, Dattatreya gave Kartavirya Arjuna, so he became very, very powerful in that way. Mm? Imagine trying to fight such a person. Mm? He can become lighter, he can disappear, and you're trying to kill him, you don't know where he is. So, these cities can make someone very, very powerful, but can also make someone get drunk, intoxicated with the power that comes. Mm? And so this is what happened to Haihaya, and he got killed later on. But we'll get to that also. This is Lord Parashuram, as it says in the last part of the purport. Now, this part here that I'm about to get to, in 11th canto of Bhavasam, that was quite surprising, and I'll be the first one to say that was very surprising to me when I read it. And I said, I'm definitely going to share this, because I don't know how many devotees know this. We know about the Avadhut Brahman. Many of you may know about the Avadhut Brahman in Bhavatam. And he was very, very carefree. The Avadhut Brahman was roaming the world, which is, and when, I think it was Yayati that met him. Oh no, Yadu that met King Yadu. And asked, how come you are feeling so carefree, in American terms, to put it that way? And he says, I've taken shelter of 24 gurus. And he lists all the gurus. So in 11th canto, we go through chapter 9, 10, 8, 9 thereabouts, chapters 8 and 9 thereabouts is when this Avadhut Brahma was met. And this story was told by Krishna to Uddhava. That's how it started. Uddhava really wanted to return to the spiritual world when Krishna was leaving. And Krishna said, no, stay here and also live life like a renunciate. And for that, he told the story about the Avadhut Brahman. Now, why do we bring up Avadhut Brahman? So, what is said here from Srila Prabhupada's own research about what Siddhaswami gives and so on. So this is in Bhavatam 11.9.32. The translation directly says this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, having thus spoken to King Yadu, the wise Brahmana, this Avadhut Brahmana, accepted obeisances from King Yadu and worship from the king, and he felt very pleased in himself. Then bidding farewell, he left exactly as he had come, being carefree. Now, Srila Prabhupada says that Siddhaswami gives evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam that the Brahman, the Avadhut Brahman, was actually the incarnation of Godhead Dattatreya. So the Avadhut Brahman is in fact Dattatreya, who actually had turned into this Avadhut Brahman. He was teaching mystic yoga in different situations, and then he also went around carefree like that, ran into Maharaj Yadu. So this is who he is, Dattatreya. He definitely armed in so many ways Kartavirya Arjuna, but he also explain things to King Yadu. Ask the Avadhut Brahman. So the Avadhut Brahman is Dattatreya. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, towards the end of the purport, he says that many Yadus and Haihayas, they became purified by the grace of the lotus feet of Dattatreya. So many pastimes happened there also. And he got spiritual blessings, he got material blessings. So those who came in contact with Aditya were blessed in that way. So the Avadhut Brahman is confirmed by Siddhaswami that that is the personality of Godhead. Also, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Aditya, in fact, is the Avadhut Brahman. He's also one of those that comes in the Leela Avatar. From what we've said, it's not too difficult to conclude that he would be a Leela Avatar because so many things happen. And Srila Prabhupada towards the end of the purport was saying that, so Haihaya is one of those that got the mystic perfections from Dadatreya, but he misused it, and in coming in contact with Parashuram, he lost his life. What happened? Siddhaswami explains that too. Again, Srila Prabhupada's purport is saying that. What happened, in short, is Haihaya stole a wish-fulfilling cow, Kamadhenu, desire cow, of Parashuram's father, Jamadagni. And so when he stole that cow, then Parashuram killed him, and, you know, even his sons, Haihaya's sons also got killed. So there's so many things that Dadatreya performed. Now, if we listen to this, it's nice to hear the leelas of the Lord, but it's even better to prepare our lives so that we are also put into the leelas of the Lord. There are relationships, the neutral relationships, shantaras, the servant relations, dasyaras, the friend relations, sakyaras, the parental relations, vatsalyaras, and the conjugal relationship, madhuryaras. And the Lord relates to us in any of the five based on what we wish to do. It's voluntary to serve the Lord the way you want to serve the Lord and the Lord's devotees. The Prabhupada makes it. In the spiritual world, it's like that. It's voluntary. Everybody wants to serve. But the details of a service is actually by the person or that entity who wants to serve in that way. Now, Lord Rishabhadev helps us to prepare and to get to the leelas of the Lord and be part of it. Once you're in the spiritual world, you're definitely automatically in the leelas of the Lord. So in Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, from text 10 on, Lord Rishabhadev is instructing his 100 sons. The oldest is Bharat Maharaj. And he's saying that one of the things it's important to do is to accept a highly elevated Paramahansa, a spiritually advanced spiritual master, because he will guide you to put your heart into service to the Lord, to take service seriously as your life and soul. A spiritually advanced spiritual master will do that. And will help you to put our faith, it will help us to put our faith and our love in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another point that Maharaj Rishabhadev says is we should detest sense gratification. Now, detest means we should hate sense gratification. So we are living life that is totally opposite to what the karmis are doing. Non-devotees. Because non-devotees are going after sense gratification as a way to pacify themselves with all of the suffering and the hard work that they do in the material world. But sense gratification is what keeps us here, because at the end of our lives, when we get into leave the body, if we talk about, oh, this one I like, that one I like, all part of life in the material world, and we desire that way, then we're going to go into a body to satisfy that desire. And it's usually for sense gratification, something we've gotten attached to that's material. And so Maharaj Savadev said, detest sense gratification. Another thing about this world is there is pleasure, there is pain, even at the material level. We can't stop it. In everybody's life, there's a certain amount of, you know, satisfaction and a certain amount of pain that would come. They are like seasons, summer and winter. We can't stop them. Pleasure and pain materially also we can't stop. So what to do? He says, just tolerate them. Don't get so happy and satisfied with material pleasure, because we'll be attached to it. And if we're attached to it, then we're coming back to do more of that. Until we get tired of it. So we tolerate that duality. And then I was actually reading Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita, and one of his disciples mentioned something about Srila Prabhupada's books, which connects with the very next point that Maharaj Sabadev talked about. And Maharaj Sabadev tells his sons, we have to try to realize the miserable condition of living entities. They are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Now, in Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita, this particular devotee's name I forget, there were so many devotees that made comments that touched my eyes, put in the book. And well, now it's a series of books, 7 books. And he was saying, this devotee was saying, that Srila Prabhupada's books, if you read, you begin to realize how crummy, and that's a nice American word to use, how crummy this material world is. In other words, it looks like it can give you pleasure, but it doesn't. Big mirage. And how much suffering there is here, and it gives you the sense of having to prepare to get out of here. He didn't even mention that the place is jail, which it is. It's Krishna's cosmic jail. Father Nature is cosmic jail. But he just said that it's really, really, really crummy. Meaning that we want to get pleasure out of it, but we're not able to. But it's not really worth it being here. And Maharaj Sabadev says, try to realize the miserable condition of living entities. Even in the higher planetary systems, this is more and more and more sense gratification. And then all kinds of things happen there too. Some of which I described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Rather unfortunate. You expect people who are advanced to know better, but they get attracted to different kinds of things. Indra going after somebody's wife, and then later on somebody's going after Indra's wife. And this is all of them. Sense gratification things. Now, understanding that and wanting to leave the material world, then Maharaj Sabadev says, there will be austerities. Go through it. Penances. Go through it. For the sake of devotional service. Krishna says, I'm only known by devotional service. So whatever austerities that it takes and penances that it takes for the sake of devotional service, go through it anyway. All kinds of it as they come. Welcome them, because they make us closer, get closer to the Lord. When we go through challenges just to serve the Lord is very impressed with us. When we go through challenges, because challenges literally question or put our hearts on a line to Krishna. Does this person really care about me? Does this person care about me to the point where he would actually go through difficulty just to serve me? And if the answer is yes, then that person has gone through austerities and gotten the attention of the Lord. That's why Maharaj Sabadev says, we do it. Do it. There are pleasure and pain in the world, and the pain is is connected to the austerities. And since it's already here in the material world, it will happen anyway, even if we live a material life. So why not live a spiritual life of austerity rather than the material life of austerity? For the material life, we will only get something to a point that is temporary, and we'll leave this body. But austerities in devotional service are permanent. They'll stay forever. It's in our spiritual bank account, and we get an opportunity to go back to Godhead, because the Lord will be impressed with us for having gone through difficulty just to serve Him. So whenever service comes up and the service has some level of difficulty, and we begin to feel it, we should be happy that Krishna, I'm doing this for you, and you know that it's because of you I'll do this. Ordinarily I wouldn't even do it, but for you I'll do it. And that way, Krishna has such a wonderful heart. He will be very, very happy with us. And he's proven it. Because Kardama Muni, from whom Lord Kapila came, to his wife Devahuti, before he got married to Devahuti, Kardama Muni went through some austerity, serious austerities that really affected his physical body. Krishna saw him later on. He appeared to Kardama Muni. And Kardama Muni looked really, really, really emaciated. Because of the fasting and what he was going through, denying his body. When Krishna saw the state of Kardama Muni, he shed tears. He shed tears because you're doing this for me. So he understood Kardama Muni's heart and Kardama Muni's determination. Kardama Muni understood how merciful and how much love Krishna has. So when we go through austerities, remember that it really, 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 really gets the attention of Krishna. Krishna gets emotional. We get emotional because all emotions are really from Krishna. Even crying. So Maharaj Shabadev says again, sense enjoyment. First says, detest sense gratification. And then he says, give up the endeavor. Don't try to endeavor for sense enjoyment, and replace that with engaging in service of the Lord. Then he says, listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and always associate with devotees. You'll be actually happier that way. When we associate with devotees, then we hear things about Krishna. Leelas about Krishna. Activities about Krishna. All the spiritual master has asked us to do, we're doing, and we feel comfortable in doing that. We don't feel comfortable in doing devotional things in the presence of non-devotees. I have actually a story about that. One time, I was in the parking lot of a mall in Harrisburg, waiting for my wife, who was working in one of the department stores. It was almost time for her to get off. So I pulled up. I was living in Gidanagri at the time. Hour away was where she was working in Harrisburg. I pulled up with a very small Volkswagen car that we had at the time. And it looks old, it's small. It was almost 6 o'clock, time to do Gayatri. So I am doing Gayatri in the parking lot, in the car, and two security people pull up to me. And when I saw them, I obviously wasn't going to stop. I just kept doing my Gayatri. I just looked away from them. And to them, I looked suspicious. I don't know why they thought that way. But they come to me and they start talking to me. The first thing they did is they interrupted my Gayatri and they asked me, so what are you doing here? I said, my wife works here. Well, what is this? Then they saw a little bit of the Brahman test. What is this string? I said, well, I belong to a particular faith, and this is part of the prayers that we do, and I do prayers with this. They didn't believe anything. So it got to the point where they literally had to call the place where my wife was working, and I gave a name and everything and showed my license with the same last name before they left me alone. So see, devotees, when you're around non-devotees, all kinds of things can happen. So associating with devotees, sometimes we take it for granted, but actually it's such a peaceful atmosphere to be in, especially if you want to do your activities in Krishna consciousness. And speaking about peaceful, we should really respect each other, because our first offense chanting the holy name is to blaspheme devotees who have dedicated their lives to the propagation of the holy name of the Lord. We got to be very careful. Blaspheming is literally insulting or making a devotee feel uncomfortable. That will not send us back to Godhead. Rather, we should chant and glorify the name of the Supreme Lord in the presence of devotees. Then we'll be able to join the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even here or in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, devotees, for Give me the service to do this morning. Hare Krishna. Now, if you like, you can unmute your phones and let's have Krishna Katha. Your brand of Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna. So, is there anyone that want to ask a question, or talk about a takeaway, or connect this with some realizations that you've already had? Hare Krishna. Bhakta Devi Prabhu, please go on, accept humble obeisances, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Very good question. Very good question. I brought this up because it really was a set of prayers called the Narayan Kavacha, for protection from Lord Narayan. That, so this is in the heavenly planets, Indra asked Vishwarup, who was playing the priest, for that prayer. And it says, Lord Dharatriya, please protect me from falling while doing devotion service. We are directed to pray to Guru. In fact, Krishna says, approach Guru. Tatvidi paripatena paripashnena sevaya. Inquire from Guru. Praying for protection. We have Lord Shingadev, that's there. We can get protection from the Lord. That's the Lord still. Now, if we pray to Lord Dattatreya, I would gladly say, yes, we can do that because of the nature of the prayer that we're directing to him. I would pray to anybody that would help me to fall, not to fall, from doing devotional service. Because devotional service is a major thing to get to realize Krishna. So I don't see any harm in asking Lord Dattatreya to keep us from falling down. See, if a person falls down, then they postpone the opportunity to go back to Godhead. So yeah, we can inquire from Guru, but I would, this because the prayer itself is for protection from falling in devotional service, I would do it to Lord Dattatreya. And it is part of Narayan Kavacha anyway. But that's not to say that we haven't been directed to pray to Shingadev for protection. Protection generally. But this is about protection from fall down in devotional service. And I think that not only is good, it's actually a very strong prayer and it's a very useful prayer for us. Now, anybody thinks that, they have reason to feel that that shouldn't be done, they can speak up. But my own personal opinion is I don't see the harm in it at all, especially since the prayer is not for something material, but something as important as being kept from falling down while doing devotional service. It's actually quite an important prayer. Hare Krishna. So my argument is because of what we're asking for. What we're asking is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you're praying for something involving bhakti and not sense gratification for yourself, that's a good prayer in general. Hare Krishna. Very important point, Subhata Mataji. That's why sometimes devotees are even told it's okay to pray to Lord Shiva. But what do you ask Lord Shiva? Many people ask Lord Shiva for material things. But if you ask Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnava, to help you in your devotion to Krishna, that is a good prayer. Not asking for anything material from him. Just like the gopis didn't ask anything from demigoddess Katayani. They did not. They asked to connect to Krishna. So in the same way, to go to Lord Dattatreya to pray to him to keep us from falling while doing devotional service is a definitely important prayer. Now, we know it's part of Narayan Kavacha, so why not? Protect ourselves. Not nothing material, but that this is a devotional request to keep us tight and strong and safe and secure in devotional service so we don't fall down. Hare Krishna. Any other Krishna's mercy. Mataji, I hope you're doing well. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. The one that really got me was the one about the Abadut Brahman being actually Lord Dattatreya. Because I do a lot, you know, of the Abadut Brahman a long time ago. And now Siddhaswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur both says that he in fact is the Lord, Lord Dattatreya. That was running around as Abadut Brahman. Yeah, so sometimes we connect, the big connections in the past times is wonderful. Any other final comments or questions? If not, then thank you very much for allowing me to do the service. I came already excited because Abadut Brahman was Lord Dattatreya. I never knew. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpata Rubhasya Kripaya Sunivya Evacha Pritanam Avanevyo Vaishnavya Evanevyo Mohan Maha Sri Prabhupada Ki Jaya.